Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
2 days ago, a woman knocked on my door. She was running to be a state representative. I, at the time, did not know what a state representative did, but I looked at her and I was like, I could do this. Maybe one day I could be a politician too.
Here's the thing. I'm not really sure what state representatives do, but I do know a few of them. And I know that whatever it is that they're doing, you could probably do better.
All right. Joining us, it's my friend Rowena White. Now, Rowena, you have run many campaigns for local politicians over the years. So when I started thinking about this, I mean, I don't know if this is something I'm doing in 2 or 3 years, maybe further down the line when this whole radio thing blows up in my face. But, you know, how do you do it? How do you become a politician and how do you campaign to win?
Not just local stuff, but I mean, Rowena's done federal stuff too, big stuff.
Yes. All right. So number one is developing your clear campaign strategy, right? And so that means like putting all of your goals and issues together in a bucket. A lot of times what we do is we'll whiteboard it. We'll either get an actual whiteboard or, you know, big sticky pads and throw everything up there. And that's like, you know, does my district have enough parking? Are there too many potholes? You know, does the highway need to be fixed? So that's what the strategy means. It means identifying what your visions and your goals are for your district. Mm-hmm. The next thing is building a strong campaign team, right? So you're not out there on your own. So you need other people to be with you. I mean, the team consists of a combination of different elements. So it's a communications person. It's somebody who's watching your finances. There's a lot involved with finances.
What if you don't have any money? How do you get money?
So you can qualify for funding.
Oh.
Okay. So on a state level, on a federal level, there are ways to qualify for funding when it's available for a state Senate seat, for a U.S. Congress, for all of those positions.
Free money.
Yes, hey, who
free
knew?
Money. Free money.
Free money.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
But there are certain things, there are certain requirements that you have to achieve, you know, whether it's signatures, whether it's making sure your paperwork is filed properly. Once those elements have all been reached, if you qualify, the government will give you funding for your campaign.
Okay, and then I could buy, like, the postcards and the billboards.
Yes.
And a Mercedes.
Yes.
Yes.
I will say,
and a jet.
Yep.
Right?
A lot of times, it's not a lot of money, but you have a small bucket of something to deal with.
So I'll be, like, basically 3x5 cards, I'll be like cutting and pasting my
yes.
mailers.
Right. Okay. We might be in the back room with crayons.
All right, good.
Pass.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Right. We make our own yard signs.
Good.
It'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Grassroots.
The other thing is engaging with the community. So these people, they're not listeners. Now they're voters.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really get engaged with them. What is it that makes them tick? What are their problems, their issues? What do they like? And engaging with the community is not just, you know, about the problem solving piece, but it's also being that engaged, friendly face that people want to be like, yeah, I'll vote for Anna.
Good.
Love that.
You're
going
to have to smile.
Lots
of smiling.
You know, I'm not great at smiling.
I know. I'm going to recap at the
exactly.
end here, but I've got a list of pros and cons going. Okay.
Right. So a lot of smiling. So it's not just being out in the community at events and, you know, you have to pick and choose your spots also and be very strategic about that. So in your district, are there a lot of veterans? Are there veterans needs? Are there a lot of seniors and senior houses and that you can go and see so that you can visit more than one person at a time and be sitting in a room with a lot of voters. By the way, this is a 24-hour-a-day job. So
listen, right. So is this.
She's doing
at the end of the day.
She's
okay.
already
yeah.
doing
All right.
That.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, let's pause right there. We're going to be right back with Rowena White because I have questions for you.
Okay.
It's coming up.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech, paid for by NHTSA.
earlier this week, I got a knock on my front door, and it was a woman who was campaigning, and she's running to be a state representative. And as she was talking, what she didn't realize was that she was making competition.
Right.
Everything she says she wants to do is something I want to do, and maybe I want to run for political office one day. And since it's an election year, I'm even more interested in it. How do you become a politician?
I'm telling you, I've met some people. I've met some people in these positions. I know some of them very well. You can do this, Anna. So far, we're three steps in with Rowena. Rowena has worked on local and federal campaigns. I mean, she knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Post-it notes and whiteboard. I've got that. Team. You got to make friends, Anna. You're going to have to make friends.
Okay.
What was the third one again?
Community engagement.
Oh, community engagement. You're going to have to smile.
And I'm going to have to talk to a lot of old people that vote, you said.
Right.
And not the people that don't vote.
Well, I mean, if that's your voters, right? This is a 5-point list here, so we got more room.
All right.
So more to go.
Once I accomplish those three tasks, I've identified what I want to do. I have getting out and I'm meeting the people. I have a team that's backing me. What are the next two things that are important?
All right. So the next one on the list is finances. And so you need a strong person that's keeping an eye on your finances, that's helping you with your funds from the government for your campaign, as well as fundraising.
Well, that's easy. That's my husband, Paul. I mean, we don't get money from the government, but he has to control my finances all the time. Actually, I just bought a pair of jeans that he told me were too expensive, and he told me to return them. I didn't, of course, but I did hear him when he told me to do that. Okay.
And then the last one, my favorite one, is the communications part. Because without strong communications, you have nothing.
Okay.
Right? So yeah. You need to make sure that with all of those other elements that we talked about, which is, you know, having a clear campaign strategy and your community engagement and this campaign team that you have, you need a strong communications plan. So that means, did you identify the needs for your constituents, the people who you want to vote for you, and what problem it is maybe that you're solving.
Right. And how you're doing it.
Right.
Right. What is the work you're going to do? Because
exactly.
You have to make this impression upon them of like, this is the plan.
Right.
We have the plan. If they just know your name and they don't know the plan.
So a lot of times what you'll see is you'll see candidates running for the same office. Mm-hmm. They address the same problem, but each one has a different way of solving it.
Okay. Right.
And so that's a very common thing in political and government structure.
I mean, I can do all this stuff.
No problem.
The lady that came and knocked on door to door, I was wondering, is that even work anymore?
Yes.
It does?
It does. I've been on days like today where it's sweltering out, I've been door to door for hours with candidates walking. And part of the reason is, you know, people say, oh, it's old fashioned. It doesn't matter. The reason is that when you're engaging with a person eye to eye,
yeah,
and you're asking them to please vote for you, and you're hearing what it is that they need, you're absorbing that need from them, your constituent, that person that you're going to be serving,
mm-hmm.
right? And so now you're walking away with something, but you're also asking them in return to vote for you.
I mean, it's key when you talk to someone. Listen, I get a million flyers, right? And, you know, when I see the flyer, I might look at what it is they've done. That's okay. That makes sense for me. I'll probably vote for them. But will I truly remember them? When you meet somebody and you talk with them, whether you like them all the way or not, you're going to remember that. And you're probably going to talk to people around you. That's the biggest thing, is the person that you've made an impression on, they're making other impressions for you.
Exactly. And they're going to tell their friends. That's the other thing.
I mean, it's kind of a lot like radio, where we're taught early on, shake as many hands as possible and meet as many people as you can. So,
All right,
I could do this.
Biggest problem? You worked with that guy, Raven,
right?
That's it. Can't touch her.